Congressman John Katko has introduced legislation that would increase funding for local suicide crisis call centers. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it's part of an effort to address the issues and end the stigma of suicide and mental health.
Last year, Contact Community Services in East Syracuse responded to more than 40,000 calls on the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and local hotline. Stephanie Grandjean with Contact describes one call she took from a parent and her college-aged son who was going through academic stress, a relationship ending, and a mental health diagnosis. He came dangerously close to a suicide attempt.
He described his experience of feeling in a fog and suddenly waking up, realizing where he was, and knowing he needed help.
Cheryl Geruso, Director of Crisis Intervention Services at Contact, says there was a huge spike in their call volume after the suicides of fashion designer Kate Spade and celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain in 2018.
We couldn't manage, nor could any other center in the country manage the spike in call volume. It was incredible, and it has not abated. It continues. I think people became aware and they began using the service and shared that information so that the call volume is increasing dramatically annually.
If the legislation introduced by CACO were passed, Geruso says they could staff their call lines more robustly. She says Contact and other call centers across the country are severely underfunded. CACO's legislation would increase funding to the Suicide Prevention Lifeline from $12 million to $50 million, with 80% going to the call centers. CACO says mental health needs to be treated as seriously as the heroin epidemic. Like heroin, suicides in the U.S. claim 5 lives every hour.
The whole mental health narrative is underrepresented in our national dialogue. So anywhere I can grab dollars and we can get dollars to the front lines like this, we're going to do it.
Onondaga County has also been awarded $4 million in federal funding to expand mental health services and support high-risk youth with programs to help them transition into adulthood. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.